This is Walt Disney World Today. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Hi, this is Mike Scoba and this is episode whatever of WW Today podcast. We're recording from World Showcase on the last day of MouseFest 2008, and we've decided to record a podcast of Sip and Snack. It's been our most favorite, well-received podcast, and we thought we'd try it again. This time, we're going to do it in reverse order. And although it's going to be just Mike Newell and myself here, and I'll be introducing Mike in a minute, I just want everybody to know that Matt and Len are here. Matt has some poor excuse about working, and Len is at the beach getting a haircut, but not that we're bitter.
Not at all.
So who we have on the show today joining us are our friends. Well, first, let me introduce Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. He's here.
Hey, Mike. It's great to be here again, and I'm nervous, but I'm here.
He's nervous, and you're ready to go, though.
I'm ready to go, as ready as I'm going to be.
And, of course, we have the fabulous Annette Owens, who was here with our first sip and snack. Hi, Annette.
Hey, I'm ready to go. Had that Twix bar as a beginning starter, so off we go.
Yeah, just so you know that Mike had breakfast this morning, and Annette had a Twix bar to start off. I had nothing. I'm starving.
Yeah, one of the things that MouseFest does to you is it makes you forget things, and I forgot that we were doing this, but I got to do it. We also have a friend of the show, Fred Block of Magic Meats, is here to do it. Fred, how
yeah,
you doing?
Yeah. I'm psyched up, but also had a little bit of breakfast this morning, so it's going to be a challenge, but I'm ready. Bring it. Woo!
Also joining us, who has been on the show before and is a feature writer for All Ears Net, Michelle Scribner-McLean.
Hi, I'm really excited to have lots of maple syrup today.
Yeah.
All these people have smiles on their face. We have a friend of the show, Janine's here. Janine, you're ready to go?
We're all ready as we'll ever be.
She says. And our special guest, all the way from Japan. You all know her as Masayo. Masayo, you're here.
Yes. Hi. Hello, everybody. I'm ready for the Sip and Snack around the world. I've been so looking forward to do it. So I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me with you guys. Thank you.
We're excited that you're here, Masayo.
The problem is going to be all the paparazzi that's going to want to take Masayo's photo as we go around the world. Also joining us is Masayo's very first friend in the United States, Rose. Rose, what do you think about this?
Oh, I think this is very exciting. I'm really happy to be here and to meet all these wonderful folks. So let the show begin.
Yay!
Okay, now, we're going to go over the rules, and this is what it's going to be. We're going to be starting off in Canada this time, and the rules are that you have to find something to either eat or drink that is specific to only Canada. That is, you cannot get it anywhere else in World Showcase. So that means you cannot, for instance, buy and drink a Coca-Cola. You have to get something that is specific to Canada. Also, you have to consume at least 75% of it. If you do not, after you complete something, you have to show it to at least two or three members of our party to make sure that we've finished it. If you don't think you can finish it and you want to make sure that everybody is in agreement that it's at least 75%, you also have to show it. Once we're all done, we then move on to the next pavilion. You may mix and match. You may just eat or you may just sip. If you can find something to drink in every pavilion, fine. I don't know if we'll be able to carry you after the fourth or fifth pavilion, but just keep that in mind. Also keep in mind that your mouth will get dry, so you should include some kind of beverage, and if you want to add a regular Coca-Cola, fine, but just remember that adds to everything else. So with that, we're going to what?
One more rule.
If you go in the bathroom, somebody has to go with you.
Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, Lynn.
All right, so Fred will be going into the bathroom with Annette.
I just don't trust anyone anymore.
And what we'll be doing, Mike, is we'll probably go into the pavilion, each pavilion, figure out what we're going to eat, consume it, and then we'll report back on the show.
What's the smallest?
No, they're better.
Is that the smallest? That's the smallest.
So no, we're talking.
This one's smaller, right? No?
This is, I never thought I'd be looking at the fluid ounces of maple syrup, but this is 1.69 and this is 3.4.
Oh yeah, no.
It's too much. That's
almost double.
Material.
Yeah. That's 1.69 is still a lot.
1.69 ounces. 1.69 ounces.
And it can't be a part of something else, right? It can't be like a.
That is dangerous.
Well, if it is, no. The idea is 75% of whatever you purchase. So if it's part of something, we have to consume 75% of everything that comes with it.
So you have to drink either the whole bottle or at least three quarters of this?
Three quarters. Yeah. Three quarters. Don't even think whole thing.
And all the other things, too.
Right.
Not to mention that it's $9 a bottle.
Wait a minute. Lynn never said that.
Do we have a sponsor?
Yeah, we have a sponsor for this.
That's not the bottle.
Going for the candy bar.
Wow. $9.
His was little. There's none in here.
You could pay. This one's $6, but it's 3 ounces, or $9, but you only have to drink three quarters of that.
You have to drink three quarters of that.
Price or stomach.
I think
price
I'd spend it. Mike, I dare you, man.
I am.
But,
somewhere
but how much is the three pack?
There was another.
Did we get a discount?
Well, if we all three buy it together and we just
that's
separate,
what I mean.
It's the same thing.
And which
can
one was
the cast members for suggestions?
Yes,
like,
you can.
What's
oh,
the
yes.
Smallest food item?
Yes, you can. How much is one? $5.95. So it's a couple of dollars cheaper.
So if I get one more person, it's the same thing.
I want to know if I can drink that much syrup.
That is a ton. That is not what
Sour you're Patch Extreme.
Yeah.
I think if that's the case, I think Janine's right. The arrow is the way to go because it's air. It's
oh,
light and fluffy.
It's puffy.
Yes. Yes.
It's
bubbly.
It is really light.
No, but it's full of air. That's why it's called arrow.
Right. It's not heavy.
Yeah, I'm gonna get this.
This is 42 grams, and this is 51 grams.
But that's sour.
Makes it harder. Oh, we have nothing, thirsty too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We have nothing
this
to drink.
Be the first thing that you eat.
Okay.
You're
right.
You want to
pile
other things on
exactly.
Top of it.
You want to start. You want to start off very conservatively. Yeah,
this.
Very light.
All
yeah.
Right, arrow it is.
Yeah.
I can
okay.
Swing arrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Arrow it is. Nobody wants to do for comic relief, so.
I will. I will. It's great.
It's going to be
chocolate maple syrup. Chocolate maple syrup.
See, if you will, I kind of feel like I should, too.
Also joining us is Becky Mankin of MEI and Most Fan Travel. Hi, Becky.
Hi, Mike. I'm not exactly sure what I've got myself into, but okay.
You don't think you have the stomach for
it? I sense a little hesitation.
Did you, yeah. You think you,
no, no,
you
I did.
Think you bit off more than you could chew?
Well, yeah, I'm scared. I'm very scared right now because the first thing that I think that's going to probably happen is maple syrup. So,
no.
Ew. I can do this.
Yeah,
I
don't think it's going to be too tough to swallow, so.
Oh.
So anyways, thank you for joining us.
Well, I would say it's great to be here, but ask me that again when we're done.
11 countries later.
So what are you thinking of?
I swear his bottle was smaller than this. I don't remember the maple leaf. Do you remember the maple
leaf? I remember,
leaf?
But not this
not
big.
I didn't have a choice. It was a character breakfast. What am I going to do?
All right, so
I got an arrow bar. I had 42 grams and light with air.
That,
have you felt the bubbles melt?
That is the smartest thing you'll do all day.
Oh, yeah?
I guarantee it.
In
Janine
England.
Pointed that out.
That was good.
Wait, no, you've got a
you're cheating!
She's starting already!
You can't do that.
I can't open
She's
the
out.
Bottle.
I can't either.
Oh, here he is.
You're
there's
not,
Mike.
No!
No! You
what?
Have to
he
eat
He ate
in
inside
front of
the
us.
Store. No, he
you
did not.
You can't do that. Okay.
All right, here we go. Wait, hold on. Can someone open this for me? I can't.
Here, give me.
Here, yeah.
Here, you needed a man to do it. There you go.
Thank you, man.
And this is all natural.
Oh, before you guys do it, this one's got to get
here. Toast.
Got it.
Wait.
Oh, I want a picture of that. That's good. Hold on.
Yeah, I was like, I know.
Yeah.
Prep yourselves up. Chug.
Woo!
Go.
Yum.
Surprisingly, not as bad as I thought.
I can't chug.
You have to chug.
I can't chug.
That's good.
Mike.
That's not bad.
Becky's going to do the whole bottle. Look at that.
What a champ.
I can do that.
It's actually pretty good.
That's just sick.
In many ways.
It's actually not that bad.
It's pretty good.
This is so sweet.
This is the new...
This is better than I thought.
Hey, excellent.
Let's get another one. Look at the net.
As Newell's sugar kicks in.
We gotta put like a boundary on you that says, please stand clear of the bench.
One down.
Not bad.
How many to go?
Yeah, I do need to drink, though.
It's very light.
It's really
It was
light.
A good choice. It was a good choice. I'm off to a good start.
Nice.
See, that was a bad choice at the end. That's what I had
in mind. I'm going for the gold.
You know, you get all psyched when you say one down, but there's still a lot.
There's 10 more.
10 more. To
go. 10 more. Woo!
It has begun.
Okay, we have just done Canada, and for the most part, everybody did candy bars, with the exception of Mike Newell, Becky Menken, and Annette Owens, who decided to pay a tribute to Len, and they downed a bottle of maple syrup.
1.6 fluid ounces.
And I believe that you would find the photo of them chugging. You will find the photo of them chugging it down at the All Ears MouseFest 2008 Twitter account. Okay, we're out front in of the Rose and Crown of the United Kingdom. It's Mike Newell and Fred Block and myself, and we're trying to think if we want to have something to drink or we want to have something to eat. A little hesitant to have a beer right now. It's about 10 minutes to 12. And I don't know if I could drink a pint of ale right now and then continue to go to the next nine pavilions. What do you think, Fred?
Highly inadvisable. Everything I've imagined about this has already changed. My whole plan has changed, with just Canada. So I'm going to have to spend a little bit more time doing some research before I decide on what I'm actually going to take on here. But I'm also planning ahead. I'm finding myself planning ahead, too.
I was going to ask you, Fred, what kind of strategy are you looking at?
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking of, when we get to Morocco, I'm looking maybe a little couscous. And I'm thinking of, when we get to Japan, definitely a nice warm shot of sake. If this was eliminations, I wouldn't be sharing these details with my, cohorts here.
I feel that Mike Newell and myself and Annette, we have a little bit of an advantage over everybody because we know what works and we know what doesn't work.
Sure know what doesn't work more than anything
else. So, I'm thinking right now that even though we've been told this many times in our lives, size does matter.
That's right. The big boys will conquer.
Candy, candy, candy.
What are we looking at here?
No flaky. Oh, no flaky. Flake or whatever. No.
Okay, now see, here's the arrow, and this is where I get the arrow.
Oh, but that's kind of much more bulk than this. Feel this.
This is taffy. This is very thick.
We know the arrow is not distinctive, then it's disqualified from this point on.
No, it actually is a product of Great Britain.
This is
you've had it already.
This is a food connoisseur. When did this happen?
This isn't taffy.
What is
it's
caramel.
It's caramel.
It's too thick. I'd rather the arrow for me. I think the arrows are smartest.
I think I'm going with this. It doesn't seem as bulky.
Well, there's something that's going to be in both.
Mike, we need a ruling. The arrows are also available in Canada. If you didn't have it in Canada, can you have it here? Even though it is a product.
Yeah, you don't repeat it.
Okay. It's a product.
It's not like a Coke type of thing where you can buy Coke everywhere.
You can't have anything more than once.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. I'm off.
I'm getting the arrow.
Hey, plus it's a curly whirly.
Curly. Well, the name alone.
Exactly. It has a little bit of flavor and it's festive.
I personally, I think that's a mistake. I'm just gonna be honest. I would either go with the flake. Well, this is what wait.
No,
that's what
taffy.
We had last time. We had the flake last time.
I'm okay. this coming from the guy who ate a whole huge plate of nachos last
correct.
Year.
Correct.
Trying to tell me how to do this?
But I learned from my mistakes. That's why I'm advising you.
See, but here, okay, this is half, right? So 75 is.
It's very thick and chewy.
Okay. Look at it thick and chewy.
Okay. Okay. I'm trying to help you out here.
I appreciate
I'm on
that.
Your side. I'm not trying to make you sick.
What do you got, Fred?
Two chocolate chip cookies. Oh, they're shortbread. Oh, man, this is going to hurt.
I'm doing it. Decided to?
Yeah, I'm going to do this, the chocolate chip shortbread.
Good choice. I think that's a very good choice. Fred's doing the same. Annette, you're getting the curly-whirly, too?
Curly-whirly. No flaky Mmm, this is good. It's very, very caramely.
Caramely. And it's chocolate outside too, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. With holes in the middle. Holes.
you keep emphasizing the holes. It was got a hole in it.
Lots of holes in it, which makes it smaller.
Oh, I will be thirsty.
How many crumbs can he let drop?
I'm thirsty now.
Oh, crumbs don't count. Something drops. Remember that rule?
Yeah, what is that?
You gotta lick it off the floor.
You have to go get another one.
The 5-second rule?
No, you have to go get another one if it drops.
Oh, gosh, shortbread was tough because it was dry.
I know. It's very buttery, too.
Oh.
How is it?
I feel like, this has got to be what a dog feels like when you feed him peanut butter.
I'm having the same problem. It's very dry at this point. Jeanine, what do you think of the shortbread?
It could use a glass of milk. That was distinctive to a country.
Masayo is good. Yep.
Masayo is good. Woo. Rose is good. Woo. So how are you guys with the caramel?
Really good.
I'm tempted to eat the whole thing because really good.
I ate the whole thing of mine too.
Is that dry or what?
I really can use.
I feel like I'm chewing.
Drinks of breath, everybody.
All right.
I really.
And we're gonna head. We're gonna do a wrap up after, and we're gonna head to France.
All right, Mike.
UK follow up.
No, I'm not doing it.
The United Kingdom. France next.
We're in the Boulangerie Patisserie of France, and we're all already stuffed. I'll go through all the desserts, looking to see what kind of pastries we can look for, and I can tell you right now that everybody is looking at size right now and how much cream is in everything. We're looking for those things which are light and fluffy, and it's becoming a challenge. I think that after this particular pavilion, we'll be looking to drink something. But here we are right now.
I don't believe you.
So you have to eat.
Okay,
that. Oh, these guys are brave.
This was one
you
of those.
You knew brave.
I needed food.
This was one of those.
Not at all.
$6 for this. I'm getting only that much.
That?
Yep.
$6 for 8 ounces.
Oh, this is yummy.
I think that was a good deal.
Yummy.
What'd you get? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, really. Think about it.
Are you kidding me?
I needed the food.
I'm with you on that.
I had raw chocolate all morning.
This is good.
Yeah, see, there's hardly anything in
it. It's not sweet.
Nope.
So I'm happy about that. I couldn't handle any more sweet.
Here's this huge guy talking to this woman behind the counter, and he's saying, I want the smallest.
She's probably going, you are a fat American. What's wrong with you?
And it got that
high?
It's good.
What did you get?
It looks really good, but knowing that there's, what, 8 more to go?
Mm-hmm.
No.
It'll be a lot of chocolate along the way.
Actually, Annette's going to get full, but we get to Norway, she's going to have the left stuff.
Oh. No, I'm not eating that. I did not eat that last time.
Glenn and I ate it.
That was gross.
All right, we have all just finished the France Pavilion. And basically, let's see, I believe, let's go around the room, Mike, and let's see what everybody had. Fred, what did you have?
I had a light and flaky croissant. Of course, I asked for the smallest one possible, and the woman behind the counter nearly dropped when she's like, this big guy wants his tiny little croissant.
It wasn't tiny either.
But it was light and flaky.
Annette, what did you and Mike Newell have?
We went for real food. It was like a ham and cheese pizza on a slice of French bread.
It was very good.
Very good.
A little filling, but we needed. I needed something. Yeah. Becky.
I too went for the croissant, which of course was full of air, just as I was hoping they would be. It was just really light and really easy, and I need to get going because I'm hungry. Let's go.
Jeanine.
I had a cappuccino glacé because I was dehydrating rapidly.
Marissa's joined. Are you participating or are you just a spectator?
More of a spectator.
Good for you. What did you have, by
the way?
She's
with the lamp at all of us.
Yeah. I had a ham and cheese croissant.
Michelle?
Oh,
Well, I made a bad choice in the UK. I had shortbread. It was not good, but it came through in France. And
the shortbread came through?
No, the shortbread, as far as we know, although we have to have people go with us to the bathroom, right?
Right, Fred? I was about to say, I didn't see anybody go to the bathroom.
Yes, that's a rule.
That's the other thing. No one has gone to the bathroom yet.
Right. Well, the idea of Fred following me into the bathroom is stopping me from going to the bathroom. I had no, what did I have? Idea. What are these called? I forgot what they're called.
Macaroons.
Thank you. I had macaroons.
Coconut macaroons.
The sugar's going to my brain.
Masayo?
Yeah. I had a croissant, and it was nice and light, and it was the best choice, I think.
Very smart. I think the best choice was Rose.
Right,
Rose.
Yeah.
I had a glass of French wine and Vive la France.
For me, I decided that now is the time to really start strategizing and
drinking.
Sounds like you're talking about the marathon.
Yeah. I got a... Michelle was pointing out the beer, and I thought, gee, I think I could drink that bottle of beer. So I ordered a Kronenbourg beer. It was a little bit more expensive than the normal thing that anyone would buy in there. And what happened was that all of a sudden I have an 8-ounce cup. And for the first time, I was not complaining about the price of a beer and how much beer I got.
Everybody's ears are going, oh, please stop.
Anyways, I'm hoping that I was voted as the second best choice after Rose for what we did in France.
Well, Mike, you were the first one done. I mean, we got to our table and he puts his cup down and we're like, what?
It was like he was in college.
But if you think about it, while we were eating, he's been digesting. He's got a head. You know, I think that was a good choice, Mike.
Well, I'm kind of tired right now.
I'm not carrying you, man.
From here, we're going to Morocco, and that will be a challenge because I want to ask. And what did we go with last time in Morocco? It was
baklava, and that was that's not what I'm doing.
No.
I'm gonna have to find something else.
And there really weren't many choices. And I can remember last May, I can remember Annette saying to the woman behind the counter, I want the smallest piece.
And that's dessert. I was asking for the smallest piece of dessert.
I mean, she'd never do that with chocolate involved, but, you know.
Before I ate baklava, I'd probably break a piece of a bush off in Morocco and eat that.
Leaves and all.
Right, leaves and all, man. I'm telling you.
All right, next stop, Morocco.
All right, I'll give you a heads up. Put a little water in it. It's really hot.
I can feel it.
Put water in it. We're trying. Ready? There we go. Don't drink the bottle.
I'm not going to drink the bottle.
Okay, ready?
All right, yep.
All right, ready?
Go.
All right, me too. I haven't drank mine yet. By the way, I'm not putting water in mine. I'm not putting water in mine. Mine's going
just
straight down.
Back watching you.
Hot and warm.
That's brilliant.
All right, that was something that on the surface was very, very good until you had to drink it, and then it's very, very bad.
Okay, I haven't had mine yet. You're not
no chaser, no water, baby. That's the way you do it.
Okay, so drink yours on air.
Messiah, what'd you think?
This espresso was really good. And it was pretty hot, so I needed to put some water to make it easy.
Let's do it.
But I think it was really good. I don't understand why Annette and Becky is doing
it. Rose, you said it was pretty bad.
I'm looking for Tim Hortons at this moment.
All right, Mike.
Wait, I want to get Janine's reaction though first. Wait, Janine, come here. You got to come with me.
I can't either. I think it's a nothing.
Have you had some yet?
I did have a taste. And?
And
I had to add Splenda, although I realize that's probably a sacrilege in some way.
that's extra in the mouth.
I think it's an acquired taste, and I have clearly not acquired it
yet. You're about to. Mike, we're waiting on you, buddy.
I'm sitting down.
Just do this.
But it's hot, though. You can't really jump.
Think of it as like jumping into a freezing cold pool, or you just got to go in head first and do it. You're going to chase it.
No, I want to cool it down a little bit.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't do that to you. Chug, 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 chug.
Don't do the bottom.
There's something on the bottom?
That's okay.
Put a sock in it, will you?
That's okay.
Here goes nothing. Oh, that's hot.
See? That's you need some more.
It's hot anymore.
More.
I could have done the whole thing if it wasn't hot.
Yeah, I put water.
Now you gotta do it again.
But you know what? Adding water just makes them fill up more.
Yeah.
You know, we're not even half done. Isn't that amazing?
We're not half done.
No, it's not.
Halfway there.
Oh my God.
Just do it. Just man up and do it.
Coffee, so this has to be. Yeah,
that's the other thing. I don't drink coffee. I hate coffee.
Oh, okay. Makes sense that you would buy coffee.
It was either that or the baklava. No.
I
should have gotten the beer.
It makes no difference. This is bad.
This is not helping. You finished?
I think my eyes are watering.
So this is fun. Yeah!
Woo! Keep it down.
Wow. Wow.
Is that going to have you like bouncing off the wall? Woo!
I need something to take that taste out. That's why I got an adult toy.
We should have done this first before the syrup. That's all I'm saying.
We are in Morocco, and we have just finished. It looked as though that the choice today was, the choice for Morocco was liquid choice with cappuccinos.
Espresso.
Espresso.
Mourish.
Mourish.
And your host decided to try Moroccan wine. I believe Michelle tried Moroccan wine. Did anybody have any food?
No.
Nobody had any food.
We all want food to take the taste out. We need to go because we need to get rid of that Moorish taste.
This is my first sip. I've been snacking, so
oh, yeah.
Had to do a sip. But yeah, there's a bitter aftertaste from that espresso shot.
Yeah, very bitter.
I went to Italy. Is Italy next?
Is Italy next?
No,
Japan.
Japan.
Yeah,
we're
yeah,
going, yeah. Going to Masayo Town. Woo!
Let's go.
Saki.
That's the easiest way you're going to get through Japan.
I got to get rid of this Moroccan taste.
Yeah, and the sake will do. Actually, if you like sweet, like Becky.
Yeah, I might do the plum wine, yeah.
Because the plum, but it's brutally sweet.
Really?
You started off with maple syrup. Who am I talking to?
That's brutally sweet.
Inside or to the left? Inside or to the left is the sake bar.
This is what I have. There's three pieces of chocolate on plastic sticks. And it tastes like strawberry Nesquik milk. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what I had.
Okay.
I can't have it again.
What are they?
It's little pieces of chocolate.
Yeah, strawberry chocolate.
Uh-huh. It tastes like strawberry Nesquik milk. That's what I ate last time. And then after he showed them to me, I hid them, the rest of them, so nobody else could find it. Hmm. What did you get?
Mine I had was grape.
But why did you have to get four?
No, I didn't. They were separate.
Oh.
Jake found it for me, Jake.
Okay, I need a separate one.
I don't even know if this is it. This is gummies.
No, don't get
gummies. Gummies is too much.
Yeah, what's this? Oh, never mind.
No, thank you.
Hmm.
Yeah, when I heard about it, I thought you have this one.
Oh, but that's too many.
And this one is also the strawberry.
Okay.
So would you have to eat all of them or only
yes,
one set all of them?
Yes, the package.
Oh, is this it?
That's
right
it.
Here?
That's it.
Okay, so now you've helped me out.
This is
the Pop Rocks cotton candy. Are there different flavors?
I don't know.
What?
No, there's not. It's grape. It was a grape flavor.
It's just grape?
Yeah.
It's a grape.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm good with grape. That's good.
It's pop. It's
so this
pop.
One, the cotton candy Pop Rocks. That's what Mike has. Mm-hmm.
What is this called?
Watapanch. Watapachi.
Oh, okay. Oh, Fred's go over there at the sake bar. Well, I would have had.
You're making this harder than what we had. I mean, I'm doing this.
I mean, that's.
Although those were good.
Yeah, I might have to do this.
I think I'm doing this.
That's just way too small.
I am so.
Oh, I thought we couldn't do whatever.
Well, there you go, Ned. Pop Rocks. This is some.
Here goes nothing.
Here goes Fred.
Oh, you know what? You guys are missing out on this. I'm telling you, nothing will go down easier. Look, I'm willing to let someone take a little sip just to see what I'm talking about.
No, because that's
you've got it. Becky, go ahead. Just take a sip. You have to take a sip. And you will see. It will go down as easy as water. And tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, that is good.
That is really smooth.
It's very good.
So, bottoms up. See ya.
I'm going to get the Pop Rocks again. It's cotton candy. with Pop Rocks in it.
Very smooth. Very smooth. Uh-huh. Hey. Okay. All right.
You change your mind? Where is it? Over there, on the other end.
Let's see, sake and shortbread.
Right by
Boy,
that
they
flag.
Go well together, don't they?
Thank you very much. Have a good day. Thank you.
Mike.
Yes.
Say arigato.
Arigato.
Or
right?
Say,
yeah, arigato.
Mr. Roboto.
And then they would say, Doitashimashite. Doitashimashite. That is,
don't touch your mustache.
Yeah, that's oh. Right. Don't touch your mustache. Doitashimashite.
You're welcome.
No.
That's right. See that? Man, that sake is good. Really smooth.
Yeah. Cold?
Yeah, cold.
Nice.
Dude, I didn't even, the first sip went, I was like, oh man, what a cakewalk. Boop.
Sour.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't know that?
No. I don't like sour.
Why? Then why didn't you get that? Since you can, since you could.
Because I was trying to be.
This was the alternative. It's not that good.
No, it's sour. I like sugar and sweetness, not grape sour.
Oh, this is great. This is great.
We'll rub it in.
Three small little, what would you say? Roundish shapes of about the size of a thumbprint. Of chocolate on one side and a chocolate that kind of tastes like strawberry Nesquik.
She's over there drooling, I'm going,
this is awesome. This is a great choice. Thank you. My Annette had my back on this one. She led me right to
that
it.
That again.
You know, she could have really gotten me back for, you know, having a tough week this week and running her around like crazy. But
didn't have my back. Forgot to tell me this was sour. Yeah.
That's good.
I gotta start having mine. Fred's already done. Mike's almost done. Janine hasn't come out yet.
You're done. Why would you like?
Yeah, I found out the sake's called Wakataki.
Wakataki sake?
Wakataki sake. Wakataki dry sake.
Would you crack a tooth?
No, it's massively popular.
And then had the exploding Pop Rocks and cotton candy.
That's what I got.
It's not cotton candy. It's sour. Oh, it's all crackling now. When am I done? Because this is
75%.
I don't know what 75% is.
Actually, you could thank Jake for this.
Yeah.
Okay.
From Annette.
It's good, right? See?
That's got to be done, right? That's 75% left. Look, it's just that right there.
Nope.
Grape cotton candy.
That's nice.
Oh, they have cotton candy.
This is with the Pop Rocks in it.
And sour grape.
Had grape cotton candy with...
It's delicious.
No, it's sour.
Marissa?
I like it.
It's delicious. What is this, the time traveler guy?
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
The Stargazer.
My face would not sell this product.
No. In Japan now, had the Wakataki sake, and then had grape cotton candy with Pop Rocks in it. Thanks, Jake.
Oh, you wrote thanks, Jake.
And
have you tried it yet,
Jimmy? Not as much, though. You should see her face.
I think it's glued my teeth together.
But at least you're not making the sour face that Annette's making.
I got to take a picture of her doing that.
What? I'm glad we don't have this videotape because this is...
We should have.
No. Oh.
All right, Marissa likes it.
Ready? I love it.
Go ahead, take a little bit. Yeah. I'm going to take a picture of it.
I have no choice. That's all that's here.
Uh-oh, I saw a ketchup package back there. I'll do five ketchup packets instead.
Five?
Five ketchup packets.
Michael? Michael, we have a challenge.
I'll even throw a couple mustards in there if you want.
Mike? He's offering to do five ketchup packets and two mustard packets to skip the meal. Oh, see, I was so with you on that.
I mean, down here they have additional menu items available. They have a fruit cup.
We are near the world famous bathroom where Mr. Testa tried to purge.
This is one of them. This is one of them too.
If it's an additional menu item that you can get by yourself, no.
No, kids menu, yes, but not
no.
Aside.
Wait a minute, are the PB&Js?
Because then everybody would get the fruit cup, and it would be so.
But you get potato chips and stuff.
No, you can choose two.
All right, but here's the deal. Now this
bottled
is
water.
This is all one. you have to eat 75% whatever they give you with it. So you have to eat the sandwich, the cookie, the fries, or whatever.
But don't go out to the adult too.
Whatever you want.
But it's not just the entree.
No, wait a minute. This is not good.
Right, so you have to eat whatever is here plus the two, or 75% combined of the,
Right, so she
this is where Annette ran into the...
I know. She ate the sandwich and one side, that would be 75%.
Yeah, I would agree to that. I would agree to that. Absolutely. Absolutely.
That if she got the peanut butter and jelly, she could eat the sandwich and then one of the two sides, and that would be 75%.
I would agree to that.
It's also water, too.
And you have to finish that. Yeah, it's all whatever the package is. It's all. Hey, perfect timing.
How many apple slices comes with the?
How many apple slices?
You get a bag. It's a bag of apple slices. There might be anywhere from between 8 to 10 apple slices.
It's amazing that you know.
Well, I had it the other night. That's why I know. And they're really, the apple slices are really, really good.
Well, yeah, but that's not the point
I know,
here.
I know.
So the gingerbread cookies are
on. No, I don't care.
This is a sip land for me, guys. There's no way that I am eating.
Then get a Sam's.
You doing a beer?
I'm getting a beer. Yeah, right. A lousy sandwich with carrot sticks and fruit.
So what?
No way. Come on. Let's see you do it, pal.
Ooh, challenge.
Ooh. Ooh, look at that trepidation.
Everybody
here. The trepidation.
Else, when we got here, had beer.
I'll eat anything you pick up there. Just pick out anyone, I'll eat it.
Wow.
Whoa.
The bacon double cheeseburger looks pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, the bacon double cheeseburger.
You're on. Yeah. All right, so I pay for it, and you eat it. Yeah. Anything I pick.
Right.
Including the sides.
No sides, though. We don't.
No. Whoa. Everything comes with sides.
Whatever's listed, I'll eat. Yeah.
Okay, everything that's included. You're on, pal. All right. This is where my
I should never
right.
say anything, right, but on, I have won eating competitions.
Oh my gosh!
What are you thinking?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to think of whether I go easy on him or if I really let him have it.
And there's more deciding going on here.
Milk would probably be good for the stomach for what's to come. Apple juice box
milk
will go
the
fast.
Hot weather.
Yeah, milk's
yeah.
not good
And it's
hot
only
weather.
1%.
Yeah,
the juice box, though, would go fast.
I think water. We need to be hydrated.
Water or the juice box.
We need to be hydrated for the rest
sure
of the
clear.
Year.
We'll
also give you soda.
For the rules.
We'll give you a soda with
the
kids.
Chicken nuggets, the juice box, and then one of the choices, and we're clear.
You have to eat one of the choices. Yep.
Okay.
And I'm going for the peanut butter and jelly because it's an uncrustable.
With what side?
I'm going to have carrot sticks, and I'm going to have applesauce.
That's what I was thinking.
Interesting. Masayo, what are you looking at?
I have no idea. What is America?
I never heard of it before.
I'm thinking the Caesar salad with chicken.
So, chicken nuggets.
Oh, buffalo chicken.
That's new. That wasn't here the last time, Annette, right? Where's Annette?
Debating, skipping.
She's inside. She's inside already.
So there you have it. Okay. This is it. It's the Caesar salad with chicken.
You want to give me a time limit?
No, time limit. I'm not going to do that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm very competitive.
Oh, my God. All right, so Caesar salad with chicken, carrot sticks, and to go a little easy on them, I'm giving them the fruit punch Jell-O. So there you have it.
Jell-O's tough.
There you have it.
And that'll prove that.
Throw in an iced tea.
Throw in an iced tea? All right, you're on. Iced tea. Oh, my God. Dude, you are not making it.
No, it's got to be a menu item. Nice try, though.
No card food?
No card food.
All right.
Let's go in order.
Let's go.
So now, because I'm buying yours, does that mean I have to eat also?
You shouldn't have to buy and eat.
Okay, so I said on the show I don't do hot dogs, but I'm doing a hot dog.
Really?
Hot dog with apple slices. It doesn't come with all the other stuff. No. It's a normal size hot dog. You want that too? Apple slices?
It's going to make everybody cry?
No.
No. It's going to make 9 people laugh and 1 person very mad. You remember last Sip and Snack and Sip?
Yes.
Did you notice that you had more Sam Adams than I did?
What? How did that happen?
What?
When you weren't looking, I poured a little more. And Annette caught me, and she hasn't said a word till just now. So, all right, I will accept. I will accept any challenge that you give to me today.
Ooh, we just laid down the gauntlet
to make up for that.
Wow!
I think you should do it to both of them.
After he was just talking about how he would have done the cup with no ice,
you could have kept giving the challenge.
Oh. You can't do that on the radio.
Well, you essentially just threw Annette under the bus because she could have probably gotten away.
She
with
threw
that.
Me under the bus first.
Oh. He didn't care.
It has been bothering me for 6 months.
Did you give me more than 25%?
Is that?
Did you give me more than 25% of your sands?
It was about 20. It wasn't a lot.
No, it was about 25%.
Yeah, it was about 25%. But the funny thing was, just as we were leaving, he chugged what was left.
He chugged and one chugged the tea.
A little chaser.
Yeah, it worked really well with a coffee.
Ew.
Chuck it. You're not going to eat the whole little piece of chocolate?
Chuck it.
Oh, give me a break.
She's trying.
Does anybody only do 75%?
Mr. Fruit Cup?
I ate the whole thing, though, didn't I?
That's your new name, Mr. Fruit Cup.
Let's do it.
Go easy on that.
Well, do we have to talk about what we ate? We all had candy.
Yeah.
Candy.
Candy. Chocolate. Did not get candy.
No.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. They filled it to the rim.
Get a picture of this. What is that?
That's a Rosa Riga.
Ooh.
My favorite thing.
Get a picture of this.
It's Rose here.
Hold on. They filled you all the way to the top. You should have started waving your hand like, no, stop.
No mas.
How do you say stop in Japanese?
Yamete.
Yamete. Yamete.
That looks nice.
Right?
Yeah.
Look at that, though.
What is that?
Definitely wearing chintzy all the way to the very rim.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is it?
Small candy bar.
Oh, no.
What do you think?
It looks like it's sausage. You sure that's chocolate, not the?
It's marzipan.
What is it? Why are you laughing, Michelle?
It's candy. It's very thick, tasty candy.
Can I go with you?
I might not have a choice, though. I mean, Len was trying to purge himself. I might not have a choice.
Is this all right? It's chocolate with Mozart on it.
Yeah. Chocolate Mozart?
Oh, no.
Do you want that too?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get it.
Get three.
Okay. Oh, you're not going to do the marzipan?
No.
It's a toss-up between this.
Is that the same as this? Marzipan?
Did we say this counted?
Yes, that's good.
Oh, well.
How much is that? In ounces?
$2.65. Ice one.
Oh.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
It's very good.
Ooh, see, now that goes down really nice too.
Is it
ice wine though? That is not as sweet as. Right, that reminds me more of a Riesling.
If everyone's drinking from yours,
I took.
That's Riesling.
That's what I was gonna say. That's a Riesling.
It's a late harvest. These little chocolate bars that you have.
What happened to the Mozart heart? I thought you guys got.
Gentlemen, my pleasure to treat you.
Can I get a picture?
Oh, enjoy. He's taking pictures.
I am.
And I'll join you in my big bar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can hold up. You can hold up yours. Yeah.
Hold them up real quick. Hold them up. Just you wait. Mike, you fell for this.
Oh, awesome. Great job.
I'm doing this because of you is why I'm doing this.
You made a choice to fill up that bottle.
Yeah,
with
and you didn't have to come clean there. You could have waited to Mexico.
I had to because she brought it up.
Thanks for the salad.
Nobody heard. Oh,
oh yes. My God.
Do you remember this?
God.
What is this going?
Okay. Oh, it's as dark as you can.
Well, it was described. What's
in it?
What's in it? Play-Doh.
It's pistachios, right?
Whose side are you on?
Oh my God.
What is in that?
Right in there.
Oh. How do you it's marzipan, right?
I think I'd rather drink a gallon of Beverly.
What is it?
Just eat it.
There are tears welling up in my eyes.
This would be what Scopa ate when we came around.
And you thought you were getting off easy.
Hey, Mike.
Oh.
It's not bad, it's just dry.
No.
Ah, yeah, he likes it. Kind of.
It's not terrible. It's better than...
Yeah, we are, I guess. You want to call it that?
I was building up for a lot worse.
They like, built like...
Is this enough? Is enough?
This is what Scopa described as eating Play-Doh.
Yeah, that's what they built with it. They built things with it.
What about Play-Doh?
No, what?
That doesn't even look good.
They build little houses and, you know.
Oh, I thought you meant like, you know, cars.
Hey, I recognize that face from Japan. On me.
Not bad.
Oh. Not bad.
Not but good.
The word is atrocious.
It looks like a...
Did I
like
call this candy? Oh.
Oh, I gotta get one more picture.
Come on, Mike.
I need one of Fred's face.
Yeah, I don't know. I think at this one you have to eat it all.
Can I get a picture of your face, Fred?
Nothing coming out.
Get it ready when it starts coming out.
Okay. Rose went back in.
Here it comes. Here it comes.
Oh, no.
Fred's going to be the first to spew. Here
it comes.
Get a bucket! He's gonna blow chunks. Here he goes.
Mr.
Oh, that's brilliant! Look at that!
Look, Fred.
Alright, can I just get judged on this, please?
Yeah. One more.
What?
You're giving out sips.
I gave two little sips.
Wait a minute.
To the top. You can't. If you share, you have to get another one. Isn't
I was poured to the top, and I allowed them to get a good wine. I was poured.
Don't clap yet. Don't clap yet. Give him a minute.
It's got to stay down. All whipped
here. Look, here we go.
Fruit cup. Fruit cup.
Give me a big thing of wasabi.
And you have water. You mean... I don't know.
Like, you want to go back to Japan?
No. I'm gonna need a lot of sake.
I'm gonna write.
I can't believe that they actually think that's candy.
Write your own description for this one. Write your own description for this one.
Okay, rolling stuff again.
What's next? Norway.
I am victorious.
Norway.
Oh man, what's next? Because I gotta get this taste out of my mouth.
Don't drop it, because that's another one. You know, remember that roll? This is what happened.
Yes, I
did. Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
that was a close one.
The whole thing?
Seriously, that was quite
good. Oh my goodness.
So we just got through the American Inn. It was really kind of fun. Liberty Inn. And it was a little bit of fun because we were talking about a full meal, and Fred really wasn't sure if anybody could eat a full meal. So, me being as the competitive guy that I am, if you remember, I made a very stupid Super Bowl bet. Fred said, I'll buy you a full meal if you'll eat the whole thing. So I said, sure. So Fred, bless his heart, bought me a huge salad and with croutons and a big
extra large
iced tea. And we tried it, and I managed to force it down, and everybody else had things like peanut butter jelly sandwich. Fred had a fruit cup. We had to do a ruling on it, but we allowed it. And I forget what others had. Mike, what did you have?
I had the chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. And we got through that, and we all started to feel...
Sick.
Sick.
Yeah.
What was next, guys, after the
Italy.
American...
Italy.
Italy. And we went into Italy, and I'm going to let Annette talk about Italy because she's the chocolate expert.
We just all went diving in for the little teeny tiny little chocolates, little 60-cent chocolates.
Yeah, so
which was a good move.
Yeah,
good
what move. Was nice about that was that, like Annette said, they were small, and the price was pretty good. We're finding out that a lot of us are looking at the option of spending a little bit more for a little bit less. But at this point, we have guys, China.
Norway
and Mexico.
Great.
Real challenge at this point. And we hope to get by. Hope to get by on it. So we're heading for China next.
We talk about...
What?
We missed Germany.
We missed Germany. Germany was pretty interesting because...
That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun because we got a chance to... since Fred was so nice about buying my American Pavilion meal... And since Mr. Newell came clean with something he had pulled on me in May, he felt that it was only fitting that I get to choose. what to get him. And if it wasn't for Annette, I would have forgotten something.
Oh,
Annette,
great. I'm involved in this again.
Yeah.
Annette again has
ratted this out. You know what's funny, Mike?
Yeah, really.
Annette was involved in cahoots with you, and she was in cahoots with me.
You see?
I'm in trouble.
We got to get her.
Oh,
she's
no.
next. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to say one word to you. Mexico.
Oh, no.
Beef fried beef.
But we ended up getting Mike and Fred. What did you guys have? Remember?
No.
I don't think I ever want to remember. The idea was to quickly forget what you made us eat, but it was something that they called candy.
It clearly wasn't candy.
It clearly wasn't candy.
What was it called? Do you remember?
Play-Doh.
Yeah,
something. But see, Mike had experience with it because that's what he tried to eat.
Michelle,
before.
What was that called that we ate in
Germany? It's called marzipan.
Marzipan.
Yeah. People use it to build things like gingerbread houses. It's like cardboard.
Yeah, it was absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
Every little bite.
It comes out in the bedzipan.
Wow.
That's how bad that was.
Did you just go there?
Yeah.
The faces were great, though. That was great.
Yeah, I think the faces were priceless. It was very tough trying to put that down, let me tell you, and hold it down.
Yeah. Very dry, very, very tough.
So off to the tea cart.
Off to the tea cart.
China, here we come.
Woohoo!
Yeah, you're missing this.
What?
Hi, Annette. How's it going? Look, we're coming up to the tea cart.
And you're not going to let me get my peach tea, are you? No.
Oh, you can have peach tea.
No? Uh-oh.
Which one did you get the last time?
It's in the slushy machine back there. It's the orange peach oolong schnapps slush.
That's the non-gross one.
That is the really yummy. You remember when Lana went, oh, yum, 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 yum? That is it. To get the slush, but if you get...
Is that alcoholic?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. But you don't know it.
Really,
it tastes like a fresh peach.
I think I might get the tea with the peach in it.
That's right.
Okay, who got what here? We're in China. Me and Fred got the pot stickers.
You know, when you take your...
Yep, and he's pot stickers.
And Becky got the pot stickers too. Janine?
They are yummy.
Nice. Mango green tea slushy.
Sayo?
Ice green tea, mango.
Ooh, Rose?
Tea with peach.
Nice. And I think Annette got the peach tea, and Mike's eating the green tea ice cream, which I don't know.
That's
how.
That's a really big container, but
yeah.
How can you put that down after you just ate that whole salad?
That's
a lot of ice. That's a lot of ice cream, man. It took the whole thing. This huge chunk of ice cream.
Ew.
Empty. Scopa finishes the whole cup.
How did he do that?
He just took
he chugged
huge
it.
Huge gulping bites.
How do you chug ice cream?
Oh, the brain freeze.
Oh.
Look.
Oh.
It looks like Alvin. He's got it all stored up in his cheeks.
Don't let him go to the bathroom.
None. Here it comes.
Smooth. Well, we just finished China, and we have a pleasant surprise all the way from the everybody get ready to say ding, unofficial guide to Walt Disney World.
Ding!
Thanks.
Len Testa. How you doing, Len?
Good, Mike. How's it going?
You all
look uncomfortable. Every single person here, no one's smiling.
We're finding out that beer, wine, and marzipan?
Marzipan?
Marzipan.
What could possibly be wrong with that?
Oh, man.
You got the makings of a great wedding cake right there.
Sake,
baby, sake. Yeah. We're heading to we're at Norway. Len's joined us, and we're going to try and see if we can make it through the last two
I'm hungry. I'm hungry. Let's eat. Let's have some dessert.
Okay.
Come on, let's go.
You in the mood for some Lefse?
No one's in the mood for left. Left.
Oh, God, can't say it.
I don't know. I think since Len joined us so late that he should take anything that someone picks.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Part of you, I don't want to ruin your whole vibe thing here. I'll just.
I'm
gonna grab something. I'll grab something. You guys.
Do they have lutefisk?
But we're gonna buy Annette something.
We're going to pick it out, and we're going to pay for it as well.
Let's go.
And
that's right.
That
yeah.
You might want to, you know, say.
Well, Mike, we should explain why we're doing this.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Why? You see, back in May, Well, why don't you tell the story?
No, it's your story.
All right. Well, as we were going around, we got to the American Pavilion, and I believe Mike, you and I both decided to have a Sam Adams beer.
That's correct. And I cheated.
And by the way, I would have no problem if Sam Adams wanted to send a case of beer to each of us.
That would be great.
since
we're plugging, it's a very fine beer.
It's great. You know, I usually buy the mixed Christmas case. You know, so I have guests over Christmas Eve, the Winter Lager, all kinds. Anyways, because it seems that Matt always gets.
I know he gets all the free stuff.
Not that we're bitter.
No, not at all.
Anyways, turn the clock back to May. And for some reason, I had a bottomless cup of beer. Mike, and you actually was able to solve that mystery.
Yes, I
actually
opened up.
You were able to fess up today, right?
I did. I've been feeling guilty about it. When Mr. Scopa's head was turned, that I would add to his consumption of the said beer that you chugged, that you finished. And I was caught when I was doing this, and it was brought up today. It was announced in front of all of us at the table.
You announced it.
You brought it up. And Mike is accusing you of being an accomplice since you didn't point it out at the time.
You reap what you sow.
Yeah.
So that being, you know, Mike is a little annoyed that you didn't say anything.
You're a little annoyed that she sold you out.
That you sold me out.
Tossing me under the cake.
Welcome to Norway.
To the bakery.
And since we are
Do they have marzipan here?
Since we are gentlemen, we are going to select what we want you to consume. And maybe we should let her know what we're looking for.
Well, let's go inside and show her.
I think that's a great idea.
Awesome.
Shall we?
Right? It's a bakery.
This right here.
Oh, good. That looks horrible.
Right, there you go.
That looks horrible.
That big.
What is it?
That big chocolate, whatever.
What's in that? Is it
pretzel?
Ooh. Oh, I so hate that.
No, that means that's not good.
Right.
All right.
That's caramel.
You
don't
happen to have Lutefisk, do you?
Is it really?
No. What is the biggest, most sweet and rich thing you have? Biggest. Huge.
What's in that? How about turning that question around?
Custard.
What here would you recommend to somebody who is already really full?
Oh, yeah.
Look, this lady is wanting to get
through. What? Mike, let her go first.
Hold on. She's recommending something
Okay.
Like what you would not recommend to someone to eat.
That's what we want to know.
We want to know what you would not recommend to somebody.
You wouldn't recommend that.
That's it.
We want one of those.
Right there.
That's it.
We'll take one.
He has no say.
What's in the last
one? There you go.
Whoa.
What is it? What's in it?
Mike?
So what is that?
It's vanilla custard.
Coconut and caramel filled with vanilla custard? Oh my gosh, it's like a big, giant Boston cream donut.
Okay. We started this in Canada at about 11:15 in the morning.
I don't know how you did it.
It was pretty smooth.
To give you guys out there listening to this podcast an idea as to how long it takes to do Sip and Snack around the world, we went at I thought we did it pretty fast. And it's 10 of 3. So it's taken almost 4 hours. And we have one more pavilion to go. But I'm sure you want to know what Mike and I treated Annette to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What was that called,
Annette, you know?
I don't know. It's really good. Thank you, guys.
It's coconut cream.
What was in it?
It was like a cream puff, kind of like a donut, maybe a Boston cream donut. But it had caramel on the top with toasted coconut and something else on top.
It's like the size of 3 regular donuts.
But it was really good.
The problem is that when Len came, he said to us, "Hey guys, you want to go out to eat tonight?" And where did you make the ADR?
So we're at Yachtsman Steakhouse tonight. So
yum.
I'm going to get away for five people less than $100, I'm sure, because I'm going to be the one eating.
Who's going to eat the great 96er?
Lisa.
Is that a challenge?
keep scope away from the bathroom.
Including the grizzle.
So we have one pavilion to go, and I think we've only made one pit stop on the way, right?
Yeah, that's it. And the American Pavilion, and that was our ode to Len. Well, sort of.
What was the quote? The quote in the line of the day?
Mike, put your camera phone away.
That's all we're saying.
Oh my gosh.
And where did that take place?
In the bathroom, in the men's room, by the American Pavilion.
I'm gonna ask her how big it is first. The refried beans. It's a little, hopefully, a little small, teeny, right?
All right, we're going to look at yours first.
Well, that's why Fred's in front of me.
True. Oh, those
are dry. Those are dry. And
yeah, but Fred will eat anything.
Should prove to be interesting.
Those Equis.
Those Equis. I'm not a big fan of those Equis.
Love those Equis.
Not as good as...
Today, I love those Equis.
Definitely not as good as some of the other Corona...
Oh no!
Oh, look at that! That was definitely the smart one.
Yep.
What is that?
That's guacamole.
Guacamole!
That's probably like 2,000 calories though, right there. Well,
I don't know if that was such a good move.
No more calories.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, really good.
Oh my god, that's gonna make me. No, 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 no. Go away.
So, Mike, wait a minute, hold on. I'm guessing that you would not be able to chug that entire margarita. And I'm saying 15 seconds chug.
Oh,
so what did you answer? What did you answer me with?
And it's right to the top.
No, that's not exactly how he answered me, but.
One.
Hold on.
Gotta get the salt out.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a counter. If I can chug this down, and it's almost full.
Yes.
In a minute or less, would you be willing to donate a Magic Meats ticket that we on the WDW Today podcast could give away?
I'll sweeten that. If you could do it in less than if you could do it in less than 30 seconds, you'll get two of those tickets to give away. Less than 30 seconds. That means 29 seconds or better. Oop. Shoot, now I got...
you have to start again. Trouble. Back to Canada.
Where
are we going?
30 seconds.
I'm sorry,
two tickets to Magic Meets 2009.
Wow. 30 seconds, huh?
Lady?
You better be near a chair, my friend, because you're going to drop. This is a frozen margarita. How big is the cup? Like
that's
eight to ten ounces.
Yeah.
10 ounces.
Oh, it's more. Yeah, it's more, 6 ounces is like a coffee.
It's about
cup.
10.
Like,
yeah, 10
ounces. 12. This is 20 ounces.
Right, so that's like 8 to 10 ounces, easy.
I'm gonna take the challenge on.
I wouldn't stand there if I
were you.
I would move if I were you.
I'm serious.
You're going to have a brain freeze.
You think everything's going to come up?
You're going to have a brain freeze now.
I hope it will.
Yeah. Can I have your bag, please?
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm
going to
start in 10 seconds. All right.
10.
Ready, set, go.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. 10 seconds into it and he's half done.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't expect this.
Oh my god.
Great freeze. You know he's suffering. Oh my god. 18 seconds. Oh my god. He did it. He did it. 18 seconds. Woo. Oh my god. Are you okay?
Hi.
I will never Let me tell you something. There's one thing that I've learned from this whole experience is I will never underestimate you. You do not want to do this in a competition against Mike Scopa. Holy cow.
Wow.
How you feeling, Mike? Feeling good? He can't talk. I think he froze his vocal cords. Oh my gosh.
Here, but other than that.
Well, I'm a man of my word, so 2 tickets to Magic Meets 09.
Nice.
Woo!
18 seconds, people. Frozen margarita. That was unbelievable. I've seen it all. I've seen it all. I'm left speechless.
Well, we've just done Mexico to finish off our sip and snack around the world. And I think it would be appropriate if we have a few comments from all the participants. And first, we're going to start off with Mike Newell.
Ooh. Doesn't seem as bad as the first time. I think the heat was a big factor for me. Not as disgusting as I felt the first time, but doing okay. How about you, Fred?
I learned quite a few things today. One, it's not easy to do, by far. Two, you must go in with some type of a strategy, but be prepared to change it as you go, because just when you think you got the plan, it might not work that way, and you gotta make sure you adjust accordingly. Three, make sure that as you go through all of the countries, that you look everywhere for the best possible candidate that you're going to eat or drink, because you never know if you're going to find something better than what might be in the first place you go in. And I think I'm going to wrap by saying, if this were a competition, in my eyes, Mike Scopa, you would be undefeatable. And I bow to you humbly.
Woo! Well, I have to say, having a little more time, because we've done this over a longer period of time, I'm looking for dinner.
Oh, Annette, I can't believe that.
Oh, man.
No way, no how.
Real food, couple hours, real food.
Masaya, what do you think?
I had a lot of fun, and I'm not through yet. And yes, I'm not through yet. And yeah, as Annette said, I'm ready for the dinner, but I need a few more hours, but not right now. I enjoyed it very much, and I thank you all of you that having me with you guys. It was such a wonderful time to spend in then, and it's so worth that I was so looking forward to do it, and today I made it. I'm so happy. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Now, she said she's not full yet. I have a feeling that this is Kobayashi.
I think I learned that things are not always as they appear, because while we rushed into Morocco believing that we had the perfect answer for Morocco by getting a little espresso, they were small, they were tiny, we could have got through that really quickly and moved on. However, that was probably the worst choice we could have made, but it was a great way to spend a day. So thank you very much for including me. I had a great time, and I also think that the croissants were a very good choice as well. Thanks, guys.
Very good. Rose, do you want to comment?
I had a wonderful time going around with this group. Thank you for letting me tag along with you. And when you get to Mexico, do not eat the refried beans.
Michelle.
Well, I've been, for about 9 months, I've been training for the half marathon. And it is nothing compared to this. I feel like I've really accomplished something today. I paced myself. I've seen some of my dearest friends eat things that I never thought they would eat so quickly and make the most silly faces. And I just hope everybody's stomach is okay. Just eat lots of Tums if you ever try this on your own.
And stay out of a pool.
Yeah. The maple syrup was good, by the way. I will throw that out there. That was probably the best of all of the choices.
So we must.
Good job, Len.
Thank you, Len.
Good job.
What a good example.
And finally, Janine.
I think that we all had a great time, and it was a lot of fun. And I would encourage everybody to bring your couple of vials of insulin and come out and do it. So.
And honestly, minimal bathroom breaks, I must add.
One.
One only, and that was halfway around the world.
That was in America, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. You know, so Definitely interesting, and part, maybe part of the future challenge is that that's the only bathroom break you can have.
Dude.
Whoa.
Whoa! One bathroom
break? One bathroom break. That would be part of the future. What are you thinking, Annette?
She's saying no.
No?
No. You never know when you might need the bathroom break. No.
That's rough, yeah. Well, it depends. And if you have that, you never need the bathroom.
It depends.
Boo!
Boo!
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.